This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
And on the phone lines with
Arvind Braj.
We are asking you, have you made resolutions for 2021? If so, what are they? You can let us know via Twitter at BFM Radio. And of course, on Instagram, it's the same handle. The numbers so far, we have yes at 17.8%, no at 54.4%, and recycling them from 2020 at 27.8%. What have we got over on Instagram?
On Instagram, we do actually have a poll running as well. It's just yes or no. And yes is at 26% and no is at 74%.
Wow.
But we do actually have people who do have resolutions as well. So it's Trish XO says to eat healthier. Ironically, Yungsin says eat more to gain weight.
Oh, wow.
I wish I could make that a resolution, but I think that's just 2020 for me. The Mold Brat says to learn a new language. Wardmaster69 says pass my ACCA papers. ACCA papers? ACCA? Whatever. Mr. Sarku says, not yet, but I'll be doing some simple ones. And Ahmad Zafrula Supian says, eat less carbs, more protein.
Okay. Now, final story of the day. As 2021 has arrived, of course, looking back on the habits we resolved to break and adopt in late 2019 and at the beginning of 2020, it's a bit quaint almost. And of course, the enormous challenges and changes the past months have brought weren't anticipated when we wrote our earnest list of what we'd accomplished as we started a new year and a new decade. But writing resolutions is what so many of us do at this time of year. And what could be more hopeful than continuing to look forward to better days, right? So in the interest of acknowledging the events of the past year and perhaps what we've learned, as well as looking forward to better days, these are some habits that maybe we could swap out for this year. And some of these might overlap with some of the things that Christine has said. But it's just showing you that these are some very important steps. So leave behind trying to predict the future and adopt planning to adapt. So here's a quote, and it's from Bruce Feiler, who's the author of Life is in the Transitions. He says, I think if there's any habit we should consider breaking, it's confidence about what's going to happen in the years to come. That's not to say you can't make plans or set goals, but don't expect things to unfold perfectly as you've predicted. And be prepared to pivot. That was the word of last year, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
The linear life is dead. It's been replaced by what he likes to call the non-linear life. And the non-linear life has many more disruptions, twists, turns, setbacks, upheavals, crises, what he likes to call life quakes. I'm guessing we might hear a lot of that this year as well. So go back and look at the resolutions that you made last year and let that be a reminder to be a little humble, to expect the unexpected, and to psychologically prepare yourselves that the road back is going to be as winding as the road that brought us to where we are today. The next one, leave behind, and this is a big one for a lot of us, letting your phone rule the day and adopt setting yourself up for success. So you know that drill. You roll over, you grab your phone, you check out what happened whilst you were sleeping. Stop doing that. And this is according to brain expert and brain performance expert Jim Quick. He's the author of Limitless to Upgrade Your Brain. You're rewiring your brain for distraction and reaction with every ring, ding, ping, like, share, comment, and cat video. They're all rewiring your brain to be distracted. And you wonder why you don't focus when you're reading something or studying something or on a Zoom call. Or, in fact, watching something on Netflix and picking your phone up, Richard. Plus, you're wasting your time when your brain is most relaxed and flexible. So whatever you're taking in, whether it's doom scrolling or obsessing about the latest irritating work email, that will set the tone for your day. Instead, adopt some phone-free habits for the first hour to help you set up yourself for a successful day. Now, there are A-list ones, and they are stuff like meditate and exercise and hydrate and eat a healthy breakfast, read something other than the digital onslaught. But really, this time should be your own. Find your own morning ritual that works for you and helps you start the day strong.
I think also, you know, a lot of us might not be able to like adopt completely phone-free mornings. But what I've been trying to do is I only allow myself to check like the updates of like two Facebook pages.
Right.
You know, I have like two Facebook pages that I go to and I'm like, what are the new posts on these? And then I stop.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's part of my routine, but it's still less phone heavy than like just like going into the black hole of scrolling.
When do you guys stop checking social media at night?
When I close my eyes.
I think pretty much like a good hour before I go to bed. But that's because I usually have like a YouTube video playing.
Does Reddit count as social media? It does, right?
Yes.
Then
yes,
yeah, just before I stopped checking Instagram, Facebook, and all the other stuff about an hour. But then I'll head over to Reddit and I'll be catching up on news and things.
Because I fall asleep to YouTube videos, so it forces me like to not read anything.
I mean, when I'm checking Facebook in particular, all I check for is a little notification. If there's a notification, I'll check it. If there's not, I won't bother opening it. Yeah. Anyway, leave behind overscheduling and adopt editing your workday ruthlessly. So many of you will know that during the pandemic, the number of meetings increased by nearly 13% on average. And this is according to research from Harvard University. And now we know the workday has gotten longer for many people. So the combination of longer work hours without breaks, plus the interruptions of setting up and attending more meetings, can be a drag on productivity. And it says that taking back control overwork and overscheduling can help you be more productive. Start setting aside predetermined times for meetings each week. And this habit keeps you from enduring the constant disruptions caused by the back and forth emailing to schedule a meeting. We all know about that. And breaking your focus on whatever task you're working on. Next, leave behind blending everything. Christine, this is for you. And adopt setting more boundaries.
Yeah.
Another new pandemic norm is a total convergence of work and home life, especially for workers who switched to entirely remote working. Suddenly, families and others who live in the same home were under one roof all the time, blending work, school, and leisure activities together. Now, look at this as an example. This woman, her name is Camille Preston. She's the founder and CEO of AIM Leadership, and she uses her life as an example. Her favorite yoga class would energize her for the day. She'd walk out of there recharged and ready for the day. But she says now she does the same class via video, and the last time she took it, she had to make her kid an egg sandwich in the middle of it, and her husband was shoveling. It's not the same. It's time to put some boundaries in place. Right. Next, leave behind isolating excessively and adopt finding new ways to connect. I think all three of us in this room we are terrible.
Wait, hold on. You're saying that the extroverts, the three of us, the hyper extroverts in this team,
we're the most social of butterflies.
Now listen. Even the most me time loving introvert likely has had it with isolation. Let's be honest. There did come a period when I know all three of us were like, we just got to get out.
There was.
All right. So loneliness was already at an all-time high before the pandemic, and it also carries real health risk. And after a while, being isolated can become its own habit, especially when fostering connection in a socially distant society isn't as easy as it used to be. Quarantining doesn't have to mean losing contact with others. Use the new year as an excuse to text or to call friends you'd like to catch up with. And a few ways to grab this habit is, one, set aside time on a weekend night and use that as a standing date to remotely chat with friends or family on a weekly basis. Right? Christine, you do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Arv, do you do that?
Not as often as I'd like.
All right. Next, do a presentation night where each person in the group arranges a short, lighthearted talk about a special interest of theirs.
Or a quiz.
Mm-hmm. Next, cook a simple recipe together each week via video call, each from your own kitchen. Now, that could be funny.
That's so cute.
Right?
I love that.
Yep.
Next, find the time to get outside every day, breathe some fresh air, and wave at your neighbors. The key is just to find a way to maintain contact and tend to relationships until we can safely resume traditional forms of contact. Try different ways of communicating with those close to you and regularly, and keep the methods that work best for you. Now, I can keep going with this list, but there's hundreds and hundreds on this list, so there's just one more that I'll just look at. Leave behind clinging to what's not working and adopt making time for better habits. If you don't honestly assess what's not working and let it go, it's going to continue to resurface and prevent you from creating the new habits that you need to be happier, healthier, or more satisfied. Doing so may mean facing down the fear, sadness, or shame about a loss or a setback to begin to come to terms with it so you can change it. Managing transitions, including those that will undoubtedly come in 2021, happens in three phases. Number one, the long goodbye, mourning the past and ritually marking that it's not coming back. Number two, the messy middle, shedding old habits and developing new ones, adapting to what's happening now. And number three, the beginning, unveiling the new you. There you go. 2021. Let's start it like that, shall we? Mm-hmm. Right. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for all of you for tuning in and taking part in our polls and getting involved in the discussion with us. Arv, thank you very much for joining us over video call. Are you going to be with us in the studio tomorrow, you think?
I will be in the studio tomorrow, yes.
All right.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Wrapping up with the final numbers for the poll over on Twitter. Yes, 18% of you have made New Year's resolutions. No, 55% of you did not. 27% of you are recycling them from 2020, and I don't see a problem with that because 2020, for me, is a write-off year. Mm-hmm. What do we have over on Instagram?
On Instagram, we have, let's see here, 73% saying no and 27% saying yes, they did make New Year's resolutions.
All right. That's all the time that we have for today, though. But quickly looking back on what we covered, of course, we started off with that story based that the whole poll is based around. And it's okay to downsize your New Year's resolutions.
And then we talked about digital minimalism.
I can't stop doing that. Mm-hmm. And then we finished off with habits to drop in 2021. Now, stick around because coming up after the 1 o'clock news is the Breakfast Grill replay with Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate from Nottingham University, Malaysia, and Jabbar Sadiq, the Editor-in-Chief for the Malaysian Insight. And as if the pandemic and economic crisis that ensued wasn't bad enough, Malaysians also spent the past 12 months on a political seesaw that saw a change of government and a never-ending elite power wrangling. The start of a fresh year, and with an eye on G15, the Breakfast Grill looked back on the political tumult that was 2020 and the lessons that can be drawn for a way forward with our panel of experts from this morning. We are going to take a break to take us into the news. We've got Neil Young with some music with Cripple Creek Ferry. That's coming up in just a moment. On behalf of myself, Christian Wong and Arvind Yuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.